New York City is home to the largest Chinese community of any city outside Asia. So Chinese is one of the most spoken languages there, but not at the local fire department. Well, now some firefighters and other first responders are trying to change that. NPR's Hanzi Lo Wang reports.
On Thursday nights near the Brooklyn waterfront, an old firehouse turns into a schoolhouse where the drills are in Chinese.
Ni hao.
Ni hao.
And the students are some of New York's bravest.
我叫 Greg.
我叫 Michael.
我叫 Donna.
About a dozen firefighters, EMTs, and paramedics are taking these first Mandarin classes funded by the New York City Fire Department Foundation. It's the start of a voluntary program that organizers hope to expand into other Chinese dialects and Asian languages in the future.
How to say Mr., like gentleman?
Xian Sheng.
Good, very close, very close. Xian Sheng.
Xian Sheng.
For now, these first responders spend 2 hours a week learning Mandarin from Lily Chung.
A lot of them, they're working full time. You would think they're dead tired, have no energy, but no, they just put so much energy to the class. They participate, they answer questions.
One of her students is Donna Mosley, an EMT.
When I leave here, I'm going to work because I work nights.
She finishes assigning ambulances around the city at 5 in the morning. Then she heads home to rest and do some studying.
Usually after breakfast.
After breakfast, do some Mandarin.
Then I sit down and I study the chart. I go on YouTube and I learn different words.
Words in Mandarin that one of Mosley's classmates, Duran Ellis, a paramedic, has been studying on his own for about a couple years now. He's even tried out some phrases on the job and says that surprised many Chinese speakers.
I'm a, 6'2" black guy. They were not expecting me to speak Mandarin. And when I ask them questions and say some things to them, they'll go, oh, okay, and I'll answer, and I'll ask them for the insurance, what hospital they want to go to.
And that's the kind of interaction the fire department wants to see more of. The city is predicting that Chinese residents are likely to become New York's largest immigrant group in the next few years. Lieutenant Stephen Lee leads a group of Asian American firefighters called the FDNY Phoenix Society. He says recruiting more Chinese-speaking first responders is not enough.
As the department continues to diversify and increase the amount of Asian Americans entering the fire service, that's great, but that's going to take a long time.
That's why he says he organized these Mandarin classes to help the department communicate with more of the New Yorkers they serve.
It's also to show the communities that we embrace them as citizens of this city, that we are in acceptance of their culture and the transition that they're going through.
New Year Ren. Right, I'm a New Yorker. Okay.
Back in the classroom, Lieutenant Charles Flores says his transition to becoming a Mandarin speaker helps cut out the middlemen. Interpreters can be helpful to emergency medical workers like him, but he says it's always better to talk to patients directly in their own language.
I deal with people in very bad situations. It's always late at night. Frantic, people are sick. You know, if you can put them a little at ease, that's half the treatment sometimes, it's just making them feel well.
And sometimes he says that all starts with a ni hao, hello. Hanzi Luong, NPR News, New York.